This call is being recorded.
Howdy.
Hello.
How was the first day of class?
It was all right. We didn't really do much work, so can't really complain.
They just pass out the syllabus and talk about what is expected?
Yeah, it was all right. This is funny. I just realized we got a email from Pi Kappa Phi Nationals saying happy holidays.
No, I really would like to know who screwed that one up.
And yeah, they just sent another email that says mistakes were made.
No shit.
Yeah, that's funny.
I saw it. I was like, it's 92 degrees here. I don't know what they're jumping the gun about.
Yeah, it's in the 80s here.
Yeah, there's my email. Oops. Mike has an emergency down at the house with the air conditioning unit, so he's not joining us. And Allie said she'd be on, so I don't know where she is. I wonder if she got caught in traffic or something after work.
No, I'm sure she'll be on soon.
Did you schedule your exec council meeting?
Yes, it's going to be on Sunday. We're still trying to find a time because we're trying to time it just right before our chapter meeting, so that we don't have to like leave and come back. And yeah,
okay.
But Daniel is the one that's scheduling it. Daniel Wolodkin is our secretary, yeah. And so he knows who to talk to and stuff to get us rooms and everything. But I'll let Allie know; she'll be there.
Yeah, cool. And as a practice, are you gonna try to hold exec on a separate night?
Yeah, we usually try to hold exec on a separate night. It's just that I plan this one on Sunday specifically so that Allie could come.
Yeah, yeah, no worries.
Usually we do it on like a Wednesday or Thursday before chapter.
I just want to, the only reason I say that is just want to remind you that when we did the findings of why the chapter went awry and released that report, one of the findings that we had was the business of the chapter started going downhill when the chapter decided to hold business executive council meetings the same night as chapter meetings. So
yeah,
just be mindful.
Nah, we never do that.
Cool. Good.
It's like the first time, I'm pretty sure.
I just an FYI, I don't know if you saw it, but I sent an email to Noah about just reminding him of a couple of things.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Okay, cool.
Let him know. I was like, make sure Tom knows that you read this. So,
yes, that's cool.
Reply.
We'll be in good shape there. During the meeting, when we get started, if you can just give a brief update on what you guys are doing and looking at the first part of the semester, that's fine. Just give us a quick rundown on what's going on.
All right. Do you want me to go through Liam's plan a little bit? Or?
No, you don't need to go into detail. Very, very high level. What you're working on, what you're focused on in terms of working back towards the getting the charter back, that you know what's going on. Just high level stuff. Mention what great host Jason and I were in Chicago.
Absolutely.
Hey, there he is.
What's up?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for popping on early. Did you get the meaning behind my email that I responded just to you?
Yes.
If you could possibly send a follow-up and ask her to gently guide the marketing team in that direction that you suggested, so we don't hurt feelings.
Right. I wasn't expecting as in-depth of a reply as we got.
I wasn't either. So, should know. Yep. Keenan, Noah just emailed it back and said, is this something we should have Noah teach as part of the new member education? I'm going to say yes, but I will work with Noah on the content that I think is important. Does that make sense? There is Patrick.
I don't know if I want to say anything since this is being recorded. It might be used against me at some time.
If you've already incriminated yourselves many times on this conference calls. So
that's true.
It hasn't stopped you in the past.
No, and it hasn't had anybody stop me either.
That's true. Jason, you have the new or extended spreadsheet to use?
Yeah, I just shared it.
Did you include the stuff that I had put on there?
Probably not. Can you see where it's shared?
No, not. Oh, wait. View screen.
I can see it, Jason.
Yeah.
Yep, although, yep. Jason, you may want to reduce the size a little bit because the full spreadsheet is not showing up in the share window. Okay.
Then what I updated, Patrick, I'll send you this one. In progress. We now have an in progress up here.
Got it.
And we're, you know. But yeah, all these are not 100% accurate. I mean, I just kind of clicked on what I knew we did.
Hey, the more you mark off, the happier I am.
Yep. I'll probably try to share this to Google Docs and make sure everything works right, and then just send the link. That way we've got it live for everybody to see.
Okay.
Gentlemen?
Roberto.
Jason, why don't you do me a favor and just take a look at what I sent and then add in, without messing up what you've already done, without replacing it, go ahead and add to what your spreadsheet is.
When did you send it?
I sent it Monday, I think.
I missed that then.
Keenan, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I do well. Did you survive Chicago?
I did survive Chicago.
Tom, you must have
done something. It was a pretty fun time.
You must have done something wrong, Tom.
I tried my best, believe me.
I can't believe you didn't have him meeting people for like 20 to 22 hours a day.
He did fine on his own.
Yeah. No, Chicago was fun, but I think Tom and Jason got to have a little more time to experience the city and stuff since me and Isaac Portillo are the other guy who came with me to represent Alfa Row. We were in meetings from like 8 in the morning to as late as like 7 at night or 6 or 7.
I remember.
Hey, guys. Ali just popped on. I'm sorry I'm late.
Hi, Ali. Okay, no worries. Hey, we'll, Allie and Keenan, just for future reference, we may try to maybe do what I talked about on another date, just because I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Okay. But Mike couldn't be on tonight anyway. Mm. He's tending to an emergency down at the fraternity house.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it was welcome week, so I wouldn't be surprised if SAE got a little crazy in the house.
He said it had to do with the air conditioning, so.
Hopefully it was just that.
And SAE better not be doing anything. From what I understand, they're on a little bit of thin ice anyway.
Yeah, they had a party and it got shut down by the police, so they're on a good start.
My goodness. Yeah.
Hey, Tom, when you were up in Chicago, did our boy Joe get the national secretary position?
He did, but I unfortunately did not find an occasion to see him. I was.
What a great man.
Yeah, that whole national council is pretty stout. Hey Jason, go back to the homepage, please.
What is that?
Hold on a second.
Oh my god.
Jason, back up to the homepage, please. I want to see who's on.
Tom, at the top right of your screen, you can go back to the conference.
You're right. I see. Excellent. I think we got everybody who we're supposed to have. Patrick is recovering from a procedure, so he's not joining us. And Craig can't join us, and Eric is meeting with clients, so he can't join us. But I'm going to go ahead and 1 minute early call this regular meeting of the Alpha Alumni Chapter Board of Directors meeting to order. And if you're not logged into Uber Conference and you have the ability to do it, I suggest that you do, because we're going to go over some stuff. So I want you guys to be able to see what it is that we're looking at. So, Brother Secretary John George, can you please call the roll?
Sure. Bob Loffer, AP68, Regional Leader for Pittsburgh.
President of Council.
Anthony Grayley, AP359, Regional Leader for Charleston.
Here.
Ken Burko, AP367, Regional Leader for the Carolinas.
Here. Here.
I'm sorry. Thanks, Ken. Tom, I'm sorry. I didn't catch some of the names.
Ken's on. Ken's
Patrick
on.
Farley, AP67, Historian.
Here.
Jordan Feathers, AP438, Vice President and Chief Risk Officer. Craig Winkleman, AP69, Vice President of Fundraising. Jason Hyatt, AP67, Vice President, Chief Information Officer.
Hey, I'm here, guys.
I am you. Patrick Filio, AP147, Treasurer, Chief Finance Officer. Eric Baldwin, AP412, Vice President, Chief Operating Officer. Matt Lawford, AP68, Executive Vice President. Tom Begley, AP284, President and Chief Executive Officer.
Present.
Tom, who else is joining us tonight?
Allie Cannon is on with us, and Keenan Batten, our associate chapter archon.
Welcome, Allie and Keenan. Tom, it's over to you.
Thank you very much. Can I have a motion to dispense with the reading of last month's or last meeting?
Second.
Okay, who motioned that, please? We didn't catch that. If you got background, please mute your line. Thank you. I'm sorry, one more time. Can I have that motion again, please?
AP 67 moved.
Thank you. And seconded. I need a second. Thank you, Bob. Unless there's opposition, we're going to dispense with the reading of the minutes. Sounds good. Okay, let's. I just want to get a quick update from the Council of Advisors, and Allie is on. Allie, you want to just let us know what's going on?
Sure. So we just welcomed students back this past Friday.
So classes officially started today. I will be meeting with the chapter for their first official meeting of the semester this Sunday at 6 o'clock. From there, we will start the planning of events that will be happening this fall semester, as well as reviewing the recruitment plan for the spring and what we've got planned for this fall. That's all I've got for right now. We're still dealing with reaching the summit. Not dealing, that's not the right word. We're still reaching the summit and participating in that campaign that is being put forth by the Office of Fraternity and Sorority Life.
Perfect. Excellent. Okay, great. Thank you, Allie. Keenan, you're up. I want to give us just a little bit of an update with what's going on. I know it's the first day of class today, but
right.
Give us a little overview on what's going on.
All right. Well, so it's the end of summer. We just finished our recruitment plan for this fall, and we're going to get everyone on board with it and make sure they know what we're dealing with and, you know, how to approach recruits and everything for this coming semester. So things are looking up for that. We're already off to a good start. And Supreme Chapter, that was pretty fun. I had a great time. I know Tom and Jason had a great time, and I don't know, I'm really looking forward to go again, you know, hopefully as an alumni. And so I don't know, I guess we'll do it again in Baltimore, I think.
Yep.
That's where it's gonna be.
Yep.
Yeah, so pretty excited for that. But other than that, we're just kicking off the semester, and I think everyone else is pretty excited to get working.
Hey, Keenan, it's Patrick.
Hi.
One, I think you and I might need to talk offline about the good time that Tom and Jason had.
I mean, I had a great time, too.
Hey, we networked like crazy.
We did.
Yeah,
I can imagine somebody from Tennessee would work like crazy without a bourbon in his hand.
Well, that's why I wanted
Nobody
to
said I didn't work without the bourbon.
Well, that's why I said I wanted to go whenever I'm alumni, because Isaac, the other representative that was with me, and I, we were in meetings all day from 8 a.m. to later in the day to like 7 o'clock or so. So we didn't really get to, you know, I mean, let alone not being a part of any of the meetings for that are esoteric, you know, we weren't allowed to be in that since we're still associate members. But, what, you guys only had to go to like 2 meetings a day, and then you had the rest of the day all to yourselves. So.
Oh, good.
A lot of networking.
My other question for you is whether or not we lost anybody over the summer.
We did. We lost one member. Well, okay, we lost 2 members. Not really lost. One of them graduated this semester, actually. His name is Justin Page. So I know Tom is going to want to get on him about the in starting a process for graduates and stepping from an undergraduate to an alumni, you know, being a part of the alumni association. So there's that. And actually just 2 days ago, I think it was, we had one member drop. He was a really nice kid. His name was Matt, but he didn't just drop the fraternity. He actually dropped out of school altogether. So he's dealing with a lot of stuff, a lot of life stuff. So, you know, he said he's thinking about, you know, he's just might be taking a semester, a year off, and, you know, of school. And, you know, I told him he's, you know, always welcome back, you know, just to let us know whenever he's in town and everything. But other than that, those are the only 2 people we lost. Yep.
That's good to hear. I'm glad that there were only 2 casualties over the summer. I think we should keep up with the one who graduated and make sure we invite him back and make him a alumnus initiate.
This is 68. I got to say, I am really amazed that you didn't have more attrition than that, because you lose that summer, that's 3 months or so. That's good for you, Ken. Kudos.
Yeah, we all try to stay in contact with each other and everything. So, you know, everyone was still in contact over the summer.
I don't know if anyone like visited anyone or anything because everyone lives. I know I hung out with a couple of people who were still in Morgantown, but everyone lives kind of in pretty diverse places in the States. But I know if you want to consider it a Brotherhood event, I know we're having that. There's Robert Lafner is hosting a Pirates game for everyone on this Saturday, actually. And so we have a bunch of people going to that and a bunch of alumni too. And so I know that'll be a lot of fun as well.
Good deal. Yeah, Keenan, do me a favor and shoot me an email with his name and contact information. And you and I are going to want to make sure that we keep in touch with him throughout the course of the year, and that he's included in the ritual of initiation. I have to check with the national office. I don't know if that'll count towards your alumni initiate goal.
It should.
Hopefully it will. Yeah, I mean, hopefully it will. But get me his contact info, and I'll reach out to him and copy you on it so that we pull them in quickly.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
And Tom, great. if you also want to put down Drew Pyatt for another alumnus initiate.
Drew?
Correct. That's CR's oldest boy. He's already graduated.
Yeah, we need to get the youngest guy who just started their information.
Exactly. His name's Ted.
I'm going to talk about that a little bit in my report. So we'll go from there. All right. Thanks very much, Allie and Keenan. Let's go into the officer reports. We're going to start with the regional leaders. I know that Bob and Ken have a lot to go over, so I want to start with Tuan, see what's going on, if anything, in Charleston. How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Don't have much to report. Just kind of waiting for the school to start and figure out what can host around here, but a few people, and including myself, heading down to the game, to the kickoff game. So see what happens after that.
Cool. Just do me a favor and just shoot a few emails out to the guys that are in your area for homecoming, just to remind them that we'll be there.
Okay, I'll do that.
Cool. All right. Bob, why don't you tell us what's going on in Pittsburgh? Bob, did you fall asleep?
Yeah, we got a lot going on. So
you're very old.
Somebody nudge him.
On August 6th, and most of you probably didn't see some of the correspondence back and forth. There was a Journey of Hope. Northlake came through Pittsburgh on their annual trek, and it makes 3 years in a row that Alpha Rho alumni group from the Pittsburgh area. At least they represented a plan to meet with them. But this year was different, where the whole Pi Kappa Phi ability experience had sent out an email to everybody.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've got us on speakerphone or if you're just not close enough, but I'm at least having a hard time kind of hearing you. Do you think you might be able to?
Let me try that. So anyhow, long story short, we had a meeting with Pi Kappa Phi itself through the ability experience, sent an email to anybody in the Pittsburgh area. You got it right, Pat?
Correct.
No, I don't think you probably didn't get it, Tom, where you are, or Tuan, you didn't probably get it in Charleston, but maybe they sent everybody who's in around the Pittsburgh area. Jason Hyde, I don't know where you are, whether you got the email.
No, I didn't get it. They probably did a radius, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm sure they did a 20 or 30 mile radius of Pittsburgh.
But something Pat can vouch for, this is something he and I and Jay and Bobby D been trying to do for the last 3 years in a row, get together obviously with Alpha Rho alumni, but if we could pull in guys from Pitt or guys from Slippery Rock, or there, I guess there's quite a bit of Pi Kappa Phi alumni from the whole country in the Pittsburgh area. And they said, hey, they asked people to register on this website and go online, and you pay $10 to attend the alumni function from 4:30 to 6:30 on Monday, August 6th. So I went there and I met alum from Paul Tett, is at Rensselaer up in Buffalo, and one guy from University of Birmingham. two guys were there. We were the only ones there, only ones. Couldn't find any of the riders of the Journey of Hope. So long story short, there was some kind of communication breakdown between a Pike Apply home office, the Ability Experience, and then it didn't get down. So these kids, I can't blame them. They were taking an afternoon siesta. We were there for like 45 minutes to an hour before we saw anybody. So, and I don't think they even had a function planned. So I guess two of the other guys, I had to leave because I had another appointment. But I guess the guy, two guys, the alums over there, got in line for the dinner. And then there was just a cafeteria dinner with taco salad. So that might have been, but the guys who were on the Journey of Hope team didn't seem to realize there was an alumni function going on. So I expressed that to out as mildly as I could to the Carrie, what's Carrie's last name, from the Ability Experience and from Charlotte. So that was dismaying. I mean, it sounds like they've got good ideas in mind for the future, but somebody dropped the ball somewhere. Yes.
Yeah. Let me just kind of tell you what I've done. I had a correspondence with Basil Eiberg, who's the CEO of Ability Experience today. And we're scheduling a call. He's just checking his calendar for a number of things. But one of the discussion items is this and how to prevent it going forward in the future. We're going to actually have the North Route team for next summer already lined up, and we're going to know and have it finalized before the end of the calendar year. So this will not happen again.
Good. Good. And it's very hard because they can come in on a Sunday afternoon.
And then we'll have that months. They're not in town
for a very short time. So time is very precious, and trying to do anything extraneous is very, very tough with that Journey of Hope team. But it's a real pleasure to see those young men, what they do, that they travel all the way from San Francisco Bay to D.C. So it's a pleasure and honor to see these young men.
No question, and we'll make it more impactful next year. Why don't you give us an update on what's going on Saturday?
Saturday, and as Keenan can attest to, we decided, hopefully it's one of many, but anyhow, Saturday is our first inaugural Alfa Row. High Capify Alfa Row chapter night at PNC Park. The Pirates play. The Pirates taking on the Cubs Saturday night. So we ended up getting a total of 12 alumni and 15 of Keenan and the associate members. So we'll
hey,
27 people. Yeah.
I just want to ask real quick, is it too late to – so I have had some stragglers ask if they wanted – if it was like still too late to get tickets, and I didn't really know what to tell them.
Yeah, I can check because I got my contact, Corey Ellis with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. I can see, and they may have to pay at the window, like a will call or something. Well, we've got probably tomorrow's mail. I'll get the 27 tickets, and we're all going to meet somewhere. You might have saw my email of today. We've got the tickets, and then we'll meet somewhere in around PNC Park. We can meet a little bit early and get some heavy hors d'oeuvres and just got as far as getting a few stragglers. We might be able to work it. I will talk to the my contact at PNC Park.
Okay.
I'll see what I can do. All right. Maybe give me an idea. Hey, you got my email too, also Keenan. Who are the other guys? Who are the 15 from the associate chat for the associate besides yourself? And maybe send me an email.
I'll send it to you. I know Corey, our treasurer, is the one that I'll take care of it. And he has a list of like all the people. So
okay,
I'm just gonna, I told him to get that to me earlier today. And so he still hasn't, but yeah. I'll ask him again.
Dude, and thank you for running the ball with this, Keenan. This is great. This is not only an alumni function, but is a associate member function of 15 plus guys and guests. And so we're going to, hopefully this is one of many. Hopefully we'll see the second and the third and the fourth.
We got a lot of positive response from the alumni weekend, and everyone loved hanging out with you guys. So
good. Great.
Yes, we got a lot of people that are excited for it.
And the last thing I'm going to say, Tom, from the Pittsburgh Report, I am going to be there in Charlotte. Again, I think there's going to be a pretty good turnout. I don't want to say any thunder from Ken, but I plan to be there. And go figure, my daughter and son-in-law, both UT graduates, they're going to be there. So, and we're going to, I'm looking forward to it. So that's all I've got to report.
That's awesome. Good deal. Thank you for pulling that event together. That's certainly going to satisfy one of the events for our awards thing that we'll talk about later. So thanks a lot, Bob. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Ken, why don't you give us an update of Charlotte and our game where we're going to beat the holy piss out of the University of Tennessee?
Yeah, that's going to be terrific. Can you hear me?
Can hear you well. Thanks, Ken.
All right, great. So I hope everybody's having a great summer. Since we last talked, John George has worked with the Charlotte Sports Foundation to secure us 45 tickets for the WVU Tennessee game. They're all spoken for and paid for. So that was a nice big hurdle to get over. We're very proud of that process.
Absolutely.
Additionally, we've worked with Carrie at the national headquarters to set up tours on Friday at 2, 3, and 4 o'clock the day before the game. We'll have some more information that we'll be able to hand out. We'll send out on that as soon as she nails it down. We also have secured 5 parking spots in one of the lots that's about 3 blocks from the stadium. This is about the best parking lot you can get. So it was really cool, all the effort that I put in leaving messages and trying to talk to easy pay parking people in advance sort of paid off. So we're going to have 5 spots right next to each other, which is going to lead to a pretty cool size tailgate. So I'm very excited about that. We're going to be represented really well.
Nice.
Now we have the 45 tickets, but from what I've heard from other people, I wouldn't be surprised if that number doubled by the time it came around with different factions coming down from different places and buying tickets through other groups. So it could be a really big event.
Yeah. And that raises a good point. As we close in on this, I think it's 18 days away. I'd like to get just a couple of messages out on our distribution list, just telling people that if they're in town and they want to join the tailgate, to what to do. Break it down, how much they need to bring or what they need. If it's a BYOB event, just tell them whatever you're doing. Just, I'd like to get it out just in case there'll be people down. And also make sure that you copy Keenan on it so that if there are students that are going down, that they know where to find us.
Keenan is already on the distribution list, Tom, so that's taken care of.
Fantastic.
The last piece is just that I also have reached out to Pat to help me with this tailgating thing. I've never planned a tailgate for this many people, and so I really wanted to just touch base with him to get some of his expertise. So he and I are going to talk on Friday and iron out some of the questions that I have about how to do something like this.
Do you know how to crack a beer?
I do, but food and quantity and cost, there's other pieces of the puzzle, right? So I just got some questions about that stuff.
We're going to be I'm so excited about this. And just to also just add this one thing is that we also had a conversation with our on the National Council, our vice president and president-elect, William Sigmund, who's a alumnus of the University of Tennessee. He lives in Charlotte, and he was telling me that, or us, Keenan and Isaac and Jason and I, that they've had a really hard time organizing stuff. So we invited him to join us for the tailgate, and he said he would stop by. So that's a very big deal for us to have him join us.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Do we have a flag we can send Ken Burko to hoist at the tailgate?
Yeah, that's something that you, Ken, that
talked to Pat about.
Patrick has. Yeah.
Yeah, put that on your list, Ken, because you're going to want to identify those five spaces pretty clearly.
We'll do.
I know Dyson's coming down. I'm pretty sure he's got a ticket coming down, so he may be a person to transport some of those things. So getting the flag to him.
We might be able to get you something from national office, too, since you're right there. The banner.
I think that's probably going to be the easiest thing. If Patrick doesn't want to mail it down or, you know, give it off to Eric, we can preserve ours and get one from the national office for that use. Jason, would you just go ahead and just ask and see if we can get it?
Yeah, I'll shoot Carrie an email and just say, hey, because they might be able to get a couple pop-up banners too, you know, really kind of make it pop.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Is this also really cool? We should like post on the, maybe on the Facebook group, or just show as an event for people to say they're going somewhere?
We can put it registration site.
Go ahead, Jason.
We can put it in the group.
Okay.
I mean, we through the email, I think we got pretty good response. But yeah, I think week heading up, we'll throw out there, hey, don't forget tailgate's going on once we have more clear information. But like myself, I didn't get a ticket through the group. I'm going to be there. So yeah, you're going to get some numbers. So maybe, Ken, if you want, we can send an email and just kind of do a RSVP or something for you. Just let me know what you need. I can get something put together.
Yeah, because that can help with that head count as well, if you can. Yeah, certainly. And it's probably going to be who's attending and how many are going to come to the tailgate.
Yeah, it's a good point. So, all right, cool. Ken, anything else, or are we good to go?
We're good to go. Proud to be a PyCat.
All right, man. Thank you. Your hard work.
Ken, I got one more quick question, Bob. Do we have – we pay for tickets, but when do we have to – there's going to be some time before that we're going to collect money for the tailgate, or is that was that inclusive in the money we paid up front?
No, definitely not inclusive.
Okay.
All right. So, how I'm going to collect for that is going to be part of the conversation that I hope to have with Patrick on Friday. Something out just to our group of 45 to do another PayPal to get $20 a piece.
Good. That sounds good. All right, whatever. All right,
Pat's I'll see what we do.
Yeah, Pat's very good at that, I'll tell you, based on past experience. And it's going to be a BYOB, right?
A who, what?
BYOB. It's going to be
That's not what I had planned, but if that's what we determine is the easiest way to do it, then that will be fine too.
Okay, good enough. All right. Yeah. Enough said. All right, thank you.
Good. Yeah, take it up with Patrick and just keep me posted on that, that decision itself, if it's BYOB or if we're going to be collecting money and taking it. I just want to be aware.
You got it.
Okay, moving on, our historian, Patrick.
Well, I certainly don't have anything nearly as exciting as a baseball game or a major football game to talk about, but I've got something a whole lot more important. And that is our rechartering of our undergraduate chapter coming up next April. The summer has been slow, as we expected it to be. And we've started kicking up some more business a couple of weeks ago when I sent out to John George some information to include in the next newsletter that's going to be coming out. This first round of information about the weekend of April 11th through 14, 2019, is basically about our early bird special for the Holiday Inn in Morgantown. We have until October 1st to be able to get a rate of $95 per night, and that rate is going to include a hot breakfast buffet for up to 4 people per room per day. So that is a real bonus to get $95 for a room, and if you've got 4 people staying there, they all get free breakfast. After October 1st, starting October 2nd, the room rate goes up to 110, but we're still going to include the hot breakfast for 4 with that room rate. And in the information will be a link to be able to log on to the Holiday Inn and make your reservation with the group code and the information that's in the newsletter. I took a variation of that and sent off to Tom for approval for a draft to go out to the Nearly Dead Brothers of 1978. If any of them can still read or are awake, we'll try to get them engaged to come to their 40th anniversary. That particular, nobody's laughing at this stuff. You all are a rough room.
I'm on mute, but I'm cracking up over here, I gotta tell you.
To get them engaged, to come back to the 40th anniversary of their rechartering as well, which the actual anniversary of that is coming up on November 11th. And I've been working this week. Like I said, I'm not an artist, but I put together a couple of ideas to send off to the graphic arts department in Charlotte for them to develop a logo for our communications about the 40th anniversary and the rechartering in April. So we've got a lot moving at this point in time. In the near future, I'm going to be meeting again with Chrissy, our contact at the Holiday Inn, to make sure we're going in the right direction, to see if anybody has hit up their website yet for our reservations, and also to plan the next part of this. It starts on October 2nd. We will also be working with Rachel at the Holiday Inn to finalize menus probably within the next month, month and a half. And we're probably going to expect anywhere between 200 and 250 people at the event. Keenan, a question I have for you. I know we had conversations last year about inviting parents to this particular event. Could you get a pulse from your associate members and find out how many of them think that is a possibility, so that we can kind of get some nebulous number of how many parents might want to show up for this?
Oh, sorry. That's trying to talk, and I was on mute. And I don't know why. Anyways, do you think that you could wait until Sunday for that number?
Oh, Keenan, no, I'm not in a hurry.
I would just like ask everyone right now, but people are pretty bad at responding to messages.
No. And they need to have this conversation with their parents. And
okay.
You know, that's a decision for next April, which some people aren't even going to be able to make now. So what I want to kind of get just a general feel from the associate chapter of how many people this might be, so we can start factoring some formulas together.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I could just let everyone know to like ask, you know, and make sure they know, and within the upcoming weeks, and we'll get that number in for you.
Sure. Maybe by the next alumni chapter conference call we have in September, that would be fine.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Does anybody have any questions so far about this? I also shot off to Jason the most recent update of the Alfa Row history to put on the website. And I just was copied on an email today that Tom sent off to Noah down at Morgantown for the associate chapter, Noah Weaver. And he hopefully will reach out and we'll start working on what he can be doing to assist in the collection of data for the history of Alfa Row during the associate chapter years until chartering. So that'll be a big project for him if he accepts it.
He has. Let me come back, Keenan. If you don't mind, just putting that question about the parents as one of your items in your report when you give your report, just ask the guys the question. Tell them, you know, at the next chapter meeting to come back and revisit it. Get a show of hand. That's
what I was gonna plan on doing.
Good. That's what we really.
That people have time to actually talk to their parents. Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't need firm numbers. Just get an idea.
No, we won't. We won't need actual firm. Here's where the game kind of gets tricky. We have right now, we're planning to have the banquet at the Holiday Inn. We can put about 220 people in the room. So I've got to put all these buckets of people together. We have potential parents coming in. We have potential 2 to 3 other chapters of ritual guys coming in to do the ritual of initiation who may be staying. We have guests of the universe. We have a whole group of invitees that'll be coming to this, and I've got to make sure we're kind of managing that number. If I see by the end of this year that that number is going to be 350 people, then I'm going to go back and hound Allie some more so that we can start looking around in Morgantown to see if we can find something a little bit bigger.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds good. I'll work on getting that number for you.
And Allie, in a little bit, once I get my head together away from my work, I'll also shoot out some information to you so we can start rethinking some of the ideas we had in the spring about our blocks of rooms that we may need for the ritual in different places and stuff. So I'll get that fired up again.
Okay. I did have one quick comment about the shirts.
Mm-hmm.
That you're having them design. If they have a flying Dove bee on them,
nope,
they're going to have to go through the trademark office. I just want to make that a note to you guys. And there is a 13% licensing fee. So if you do not, if you want to save some money, don't put that flying Dove bee on it. But if they're including it, let me know. And I sit right next to trademark licensing, so I can help push that through a little bit quicker. But just keep that in mind when you are having the national chapter design those.
Yeah, we've been down this road before. We tried to get that done on another occasion, and it was quickly apparent that that wasn't a very good idea. So we'll avoid that for this.
Okay, just wanted to make sure y'all knew.
Yep, perfect. Thank you. Two things on this from a communication standpoint. So John, Patrick, and Jason. One, I want to see the communications on this on social media and email stepped up tremendously starting this week. We need to get a save the date out with the information for the hotel. And I want it on social media a lot going forward. I also will talk about homecoming as well, but I want to get that out there, and I really want to blast that. John, I'd like for you to contact Carrie and ask her the cost of doing a hard mailing for a save the date postcard, and let me know what they say on that one. I want to get a cost and then see if we can do it. But let's get that stepped up. Let's get that information out as best we can about the weekend, the details, the hotel, as much as we have, and put that out there sometime this week.
And John, I'm sorry, John and Jason, we've got some information back, Jason and Tom, you know this, from Carrie, that we should have a draft of the logo to look at before Labor Day. So, yeah. John, that'll be important to make sure that any branding we do for this event gets that logo.
Yep, that'd be cool. It would be nice to have it.
This is Tom, Pat, this is Bob. I don't know if this is a part to interject this. You got my email earlier today about trying to locate our MIA, Alumni Brothers. Would that be, now Keenan's on the phone, would that be a nice service project to get a couple of very, very tech-savvy guys to locate our missing guys?
Bob, I meant to respond to you beforehand. I'm not quite sure that that's a proper thing because of all the stuff that the student members have to be doing right now. I want to take this one offline, talk a little bit more with Jason about that. It's something that we need to do, but I want to take that offline. I want to table that for right now.
Enough said. I thought this was the time to interject that we're talking about getting a hold of alumni, save the date. So good enough. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, real quick, if you need help with that project, let me know, because I still do have access to files for, former students and former student organizations. So if you need help, feel free to include me.
Yeah, I want to see what we've got. If there's a way to cross-reference our database with the Alumni Association's database, I'd like to see if we could possibly do that.
Yeah.
See what we've got versus what they have, and then find the information. Let's also take that one offline. Allie, you and I can talk about that, or you and Jason can talk about it and figure out the best and easiest way to get that done. But yeah, it's something we really need to do. Okay, let's move on. Guys, in the interest of time, because it's already 20 of, and I really did want to keep this to under an hour, I want to go through these quickly. I'm going to just, since the guys that are not on the call, Craig and Patrick and Eric and Matt, let me just go over their stuff real quick. Naturally, for Craig and fundraising, we're going to have to work on it this year. We fell $10,000 short of our last goal. We've got to raise that. So we're going to concentrate on some of that this year. Patrick is, he'll update all the stuff. I will just tell you that we under budgeted for Supreme Chapter. And one of the mistakes that I realized and I talked to Patrick about was when we put that budget request in, I don't think that we factored in the flights and hotel, or not hotel, but flights, and some of the meals that we purchased for the student members going. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have done that. We did the right thing. We want to make sure that going forward, that when student members are going to these national events that are required, that we're doing everything we can to make sure that they're there. They're very useful. But we went about $1,000 over budget for the event from what we had budgeted. And I can tell you, honest to God, and Jason and Keenan can back me up on this, we didn't go crazy. We had one decent meal, and let me put it this way. We had two rounds of cocktails on that first night, and it was $100. We had two drinks each, and four of us, and it was $100. So that's Chicago. It's expensive. We'll factor it in budget better next time. Eric is going to be convening the strategic planning committee this fall and start to do the strategic plan. That will include Allie, Mike Turner, me, Keenan. Eric, obviously, is the chairman, and it will also include Craig Winkleman as VP fundraising. We're not sure yet if we're going to go into Morgantown or if we're going to do it remotely yet. And again, I think depending on the budget and what we've seen will dictate a lot of that. But we're going to start working on that high-level plans for Alpha Row that's going to lead us into the next 5 years. And we'll be building our operations and all of the branches around that strategic plan. So that's it. Any questions on any of that? Okay, great. Jordan, do you have anything for tonight's call? Yeah, I'm mute. Jordan?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right. I have no report. I would just say when it comes to the event in Charlotte, if you can make it BYOB, it cuts down on the risk management part of things that Ken would have to be concerned with. So just take that into consideration.
Yeah. We'll, again, we'll talk about it, and certainly you're right. So thank you for that. Okay. Vice President, Chief Information Officer, Jay Sun.
Yes. First high level, I know we haven't had a call in a couple months. We've created new handles for the alumni chapter. The intent all along was to get those WVU PICAP handles that we've been using, Twitter, everything, consistent for branding so that we hand them off to the undergrads. So we've now done that. I'm going to start ramping up a campaign and really sharing on both. I still have access to both to get the followers to that alumni page for the alumni chapter. So keep an eye out for that. If anybody's out there, it's just WVU PICAP alumni is what it's called. And same thing, WVU PICAP alumni at the end of the handle on everything. Facebook, we're going to have a separate page. We'll continue to use the group. That seems to be the most effective communication two-way for people, aside from email. But Twitter, Instagram, we do have those new handles for the alumni. And again, we'll be cross-posting things. But the intent there is so that, you know, we're not going to be confusing anybody. If we're sharing stuff, it's geared towards the alumni. Undergrads are sharing things. I'm going to be sharing their posts so that the alumni can stay involved. Absolutely follow them, too, so that you can be right there at the forefront. But if you see anything come from that WPICAP alumni handle, that's coming directly from us. Stuff from WPICAPs is coming from the undergrads, and they may be sharing our content to get it to a wider audience. So that's anything I wanted to share there. Followers are up. Undergrads been doing a great job. I've seen them posting stuff recently. I'm sure they're going to ramp it up here with Rush. Well, Rush did until spring, but with the spring event, fall events, I've been talking to them. We'll make sure we get on them. Keenan, I know you're on the phone. Make sure you guys share a lot of stuff to Twitter and Instagram. I know for the undergrads, it's good for you. Twitter is a pretty big platform for our alumni, so make sure you're cross-posting to Twitter for that. And then, of course, I'm not concerned, but be aware, be respectful. You know, we have a social media policy for a reason. But I'm really not concerned there. You guys seem to have your heads on right.
Okay.
Tom, do you want me to share this spreadsheet now?
No, wait for me.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't have much else. I'm going to get the history out on the website. I'll share that social media, probably send an email out to here this week, letting everybody know it's up. We've got a mostly final version, really great. Read it. It's going to take a couple sittings probably. 67 did a phenomenal job getting this together, stuff that most of us didn't know. I mean, I know he's been saying stuff he didn't know until he started researching. So it's great. It's going to help towards what Tom's going to go over, trying to be a master chapter. But more than anything, it's just kind of cool to read.
It's unreal if you haven't read it. It's unbelievable. And I communicated with Noah, the undergraduate historian, and I copied Keenan on it so he can hear. I know that on other recharterings, that when they are taking their national exam, they are asking chapter-specific questions. And given the fact that we do have a history, Keenan, you're going to have to incorporate that somehow through the course of the year. But I will work with you and Noah and Warden, you know who I'm talking about. I will work with you guys on targeting the important items that you're going to need to know, and make sure that that's passed along to the guys in case they're tested on it. It's just important. So it's also really cool. It's just a way to connect your guys with us and with the history of the chapter. So make sure that they know where it is and they're reading it. And guys, again, if you see something out on the social media sites, and you know, hit a like, hit a retweet if you're on Twitter, make sure that that is being spread. Keenan, encourage the guys to follow the alumni stuff and have them share it as well. It's really important that we're getting that stuff out there all over campus. It helps us in a lot of different ways on a lot of different levels. So just make sure that they're doing that, and guys, make sure that we're also working on that. Anything else, Jason?
No, that's all I have. We'll keep it brief.
All right. I appreciate it. Secretary and our Chief Communications Officer, Johnny George. You there, John?
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Sorry about that. Hey, real quick, I look to have the next version available for tomorrow, for release tomorrow. Really just kind of recapping the state of the chapter message you sent out this week, or last week, or this week, I can't remember, along with that early bird hotel information that Patrick mentioned earlier. Kind of light in that regards. Patrick did bring up one potential idea moving forward, and that was these five areas of focus, and maybe focus in on one each of the subsequent newsletters, but we'll continue to talk about that for other ones.
Cool. I appreciate it. Yeah, that was one of the things, the messages, and I communicated that to you. We've got to have a newsletter every month. It's got to be consistent. So if you need help with content, do not hesitate to ask.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, John. That's it. And so it's my turn. Okay. Briefly, a couple of different things. Again, I've communicated with Basil Iberg, the CEO of the Ability Experience. Hopefully we'll be on a call within a week. We're going to be expanding. Not only are we going to be doing the regional events for and supporting the Journey of Hope, there's a couple of other items that that to be considered for Master Chapter and Chapter of the Year that we really need to be working on. One of them is a service project. And given the fact that we have a relationship with Stepping Stones, I'm going to see if we can't organize a weekend more than likely in the spring, and it'll probably be early spring, if not sometime when there's a no football game, as long as I've got enough time to plan it and we can get the logistics worked out, to come in. And these service projects started where we used to build the handicap accessible playgrounds. So it'll be something along that line to help in the community. So if Stepping Stones has a project and we can provide manpower and Ability Experience can provide funding and supplies, then we're going to do that. I will have it work with and through the associate chapter, so we'll get dual credit both for the associate chapter for their rechartering and for us. The second thing is a coordinated event that they have, the Ability Experience has across the country. An example of that is, I know in the Marine, the Marine does a marathon, and typically they have guys that help push them. So push people that are in wheelchairs. So we're going to provide some volunteers for that. Guys, just give me 1 second real quick. I've got my special needs son who needs a little bit of assistance here. Hang on. Sorry. Come on, everybody.
Chicken.
Okay, hang on, buddy. You have to wait until I'm done. Let's go with this call.
Okay, sorry guys. Autism does not care about daddy's schedule.
You're good, Tom.
All right. Okay. Moving forward. So we're going to be, I want to make sure that we get all that, and you'll be hearing some communications about that with me. All right.
Hey,
Jason,
Tom.
Why don't you, yeah.
Tom. This is Matthew Richardson, Director of Fraternity and Sorority Life.
Hi, buddy.
I just want to say there is absolutely nothing more enjoyable as I sit here eating dinner with Allie to hear your voice, sir.
Oh. How much have you had to drink already?
Nothing. I literally have a beer. I made hot dogs, pierogies, and beans. That's what Allie and I are eating for dinner tonight. You know I don't have women over often. For a number.
We are always glad when you join us.
I'm here, any questions?
How was the beginning of the school year for you?
Fabulous. KA put up a nice banner that said, welcome freshmen, join KA this semester.
Oh.
Which they've since taken down.
Hey, Matt.
Big Mackay's little... stand against the machine is over. Their headquarters sent a cease and desist today.
Nice.
I had 17 underages given out on High Street yesterday. It's a zoo, but it's welcome week and it's now over. So it's the first day of classes and Things are looking up.
Hey, Matt, it's Patrick Farley.
Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I do well.
How's my favorite Greek advisor?
I just was kind of humored by what KA put up as on their house, because they used to put up a sign that said, "Don't worry, Mom, we'll take care of your daughter."
Well, I don't see many girls hanging out with KA these days, since my life, so.
Well, hang in there for a little while things, I'm sure, settle in for you. We appreciate you being on the call. You know you're welcome with us all the time. And
I know. I'm going to put it back on mute and listen and eavesdrop, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks again. All right, guys. So, Jason, can you go over to the spreadsheet, please? So one of the things that we learned when we were at Supreme Chapter was the actual evaluation that they make for Alumni Chapter of the Year and for Master Alumni Chapter. Do you have that up there? Does everyone who's on see the spreadsheet?
Guys, if you are on the computer at the bottom of the screen, you should see a couple options there. Click on the one that looks like I'm sharing a screen. Everybody see that okay?
All right. If you're not on, I sent that spreadsheet with my things that we're going to be doing. But they evaluate the alumni chapters in five areas. Infrastructure, information. Go ahead and scroll down, Jason. Infrastructure, information,
interaction and involvement.
Yeah.
Investment.
So I think, you know, with our eye kind of on this, or my eye kind of on this, one of the things that I think slipped was we assumed that we were just blowing it out of the water. And in truth, we are, but we're not quite aligned with what the national organization wants us to be doing to be considered a Master Champion Alumni Chapter. And so the focus of what we're going to be doing is in using what we've learned and knowing what we do about how to run the alumni chapter. I think all of this stuff is going to be very easy to mold ourselves to, but it's going to be really cool to actually be able to sit there and check all of these off as we go through the year. It'll kind of give us a little bit more focus in our operations. It will give us a little bit more focus towards really defining what we are supposed to be doing as alumni. And it'll really help us in whatever else that we're doing. So for instance, like I talked about with the ability experience stuff, what's going to be really neat about that is not only will we be checking boxes, we'll actually be modeling some really cool things for the associate chapter and helping them learn through us how to be performing some service projects. And when they see us do it, then they'll have a better idea and a better understanding of what to do. And they'll hopefully, you know, that will become ingrained in the culture of the student chapter. Again, it helps us focus our attention on the important things of modeling what it means to be brothers for life. So, you know, one of the, we had Mark Timmies talk to us, and one of the things that he spoke about, which was very impactful, I think, for Jason and I, was how absolutely crucial it is that we, as the alumni chapter, are not providing direct advice to the student chapter. There are huge liability implications for doing that. And we have got a system in place in which the Council of Advisors is the one to provide that guidance to them. So by, again, performing the duties as we are doing and where we are staying in our lane, we're going to be ourselves, because our liability coverage doesn't involve having, you know, ramifications for providing advice or the responsibilities if something were to happen within the student chapter. The Council of Advisors does. So I want to make sure that we are staying in our lane. But I really want us to be making sure that, you know, as we go through our year, we're focused in on making sure that we're performing all of these in addition to the other stuff that we're going to do. So this duty of tracking this during the year is going to be the responsibility of the historian. And as things are completed, he's going to check them off. He's going to put the completed date on it. He's going to make sure that the what we did is captured. If it's a more involved thing where, you know, we had a larger, we'll put summaries in with and behind this this spreadsheet just to make sure that everything is as it should be. Throughout the year, we're also going to share this with Denise Nelson and Carrie and Taylor down in the administrative office so that they can see what we're doing. They can help guide us or steer us and just make sure. And then once we have everything checked off, we'll know that we are Master Champion Alumni Chapter. And that's a goal that we should be striving for every year anyway. There's no reason why we can't be. So that was my big takeaway from Supreme Chapter. Again, I don't think there's any question that nationally we're respected for what we've done. Jason and I had a number of people come up to us and say, we've heard about you. We had one session where we were talking and guys were like, yeah, we stole that idea from you on your website. So we have the recognition, but I want to make sure that when the end of the year comes, that we're recognized for the efforts that we put in by getting that Master Champion Alumni Chapter and then possibly being named the Alumni Chapter of the Year each year. So we'll go from there. Are there any questions about this?
Good. Tom, if you don't mind, can you and I, or you and Jason and I, maybe set up a call shortly, not in the next few days, and discuss who is going to be assigned to which of these issues and what the actual due dates are?
Yep, will do.
And I think we need to change your name to King Henry VIII.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. Like I said in the email, though, this is not going to require much more effort on our part. This is not anything more than what we're normally doing. Yes, some of the focus will change in terms of adding some things for the ability experience and pulling that together. But I'll spearhead that. I'll work with Keenan when we have things that are jointly going to be held for the ability experience with the associate chapter. But anything else that's on here, again, we're not talking about requiring much more effort than we've already done. So we'll be good. I think it's just a neat way to organize ourselves. Beyond that, what I'm really hopeful for this year is for us to just move forward with kind of a sense of urgency and an eye towards that rechartering event in April. I'm thrilled for us and for our future because of the quality of young men that we have that are in the associate chapter right now. They're awesome. And so we're also leading on campus through them. They're providing us a great name and they're restoring us to the rightful place. So that's something we need to be celebrating throughout the course of this year. I talked about in the state of the chapter, furthering the partnership that we have with both the national office and the Office of Fraternity and Sorority Life. And I mean that. I want us to be the model fraternity from both the student standpoint and from an alumni standpoint. And I want us to be counted on by the national office and by Matthew and his staff to make sure that they know we're going to do the right thing and that we are a voice of change and we are an example of proactive, positive action that leads to a really quality fraternal experience for us. So I want to work towards that and I want to make sure that all of us are focused on that throughout the course of the year. And then obviously continuing what we're doing for our members. making sure that they have as many experiences to continue the lifetime journey that we've talked about. Jason and Keenan and I heard many, many times that we have to make sure that everybody understands, especially the new associate members, but also our members, that our fraternity is not a four-year thing. It's a four-life experience. So we're going to live that a little bit. We're going to make sure that we continue to build on our successes, and we're going to continue to make sure that everyone that wants to, alumni-wise, when they have the occasion to come back to Morgantown or to one of our regional events, is reminded of how special this is. So let's all kind of work towards that end in what we're doing on a month-to-month basis. And then other than that, you know, again, it's efficient business, having fun, enjoying each other, and really, you know, being proud of the work that we're doing, because we're doing a great job, and I'm thrilled to be participating in this and sitting in the chair I'm sitting in. So excited to move forward. That's all I've got. Anybody with questions? Wonderful. John, do we have any old business?
I do not have any listed.
Okay, great. Does anyone have any new business to discuss? Okay. Just be on the lookout. I have those the amendments to the Constitution where we need to make that showed any incidents of direct advice to the student chapter revised to eliminate that. So it's being reviewed by the national staff now. As soon as I get that final feedback, be on the lookout for it. We're going to have a vote electronically to make those amendments official. Does anyone have any comments? Floor is open now. Going once, going twice. All right. Our next conference call is scheduled for Wednesday, the 19th at 6 o'clock, same bat time, same bat channel. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second by? Have a second?
I guess they want you to keep talking.
Second. I couldn't get it off mute.
Farley seconds it. Without opposition, I'm going to call the meeting adjourned. Thank you to all. We were only 5 minutes past what we said we were going to do.
Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Tom, hang on just a second.
I'm hanging.
Okay. Everybody else is good. I just wanted to give you a little heads up on something real quick.
All righty. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, I have a